This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And now, the Oracle speaks.
To foster maximum employment, the committee sets policy to try to achieve sufficient economic growth to return the unemployment rate over time to its long-term normal level. At 8.8%, the current unemployment rate is elevated relative to that level, and progress toward more normal levels of unemployment seems likely to be slow. In the medium term, the committee also seeks to achieve a mandate-consistent inflation rate, which participants' longer-term projections for inflation suggest is 2% or a bit less.
So oracles are usually Greek, and maybe all that was Greek to you. And maybe the media is being a little irrationally exuberant about this, but given how financial markets literally hang on every single word uttered by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, it is as if a Greek soothsayer has spoken. Except this time, after offering his pronouncements, the oracle took questions, and from the press no less. For the first time in the central bank's century-long history, a Fed chairman held an unscripted press conference, and that just wrapped up just last hour. And watching was Mark Williams, economics lecturer at Boston University and author of Uncontrolled Risk and a former Federal Reserve examiner. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Mark.
Yes, happy to be here, Meghna.
So your initial reaction to this historic press conference?
Well, my initial reaction was the feeling I had in 1986, the buildup for Al Capone's safe and waiting for it to be opened. And finally, after 2 hours, Geraldo opens it, and there's an empty whiskey bottle.
If only there were whiskey at this press conference. But Fed Chief Ben Bernanke was saying that the original motivation to do this was to, you know, accomplish several goals. And, I mean, what were those goals, and do you think he accomplished them?
Right. So the message here clearly, through a very long sentence, was jobs, 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 inflation, inflation, inflation. So on the jobs front, what he made very clear is the fact that it's going to be a long road to get back to full employment. Right now, unemployment's at 9%. It's going to take a while to get back down. What he didn't address in the conference today was really why jobs or unemployment is so high. And that's critical here if we're going to get an economy back on the right track.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more of that press conference, Mark. And here he is, the Fed Chief Ben Bernanke, actually taking a question on the relative strength of the U.S. dollar.
How do you respond to the criticism that essentially Fed policy has reduced American standard of living?
There are many factors that cause the dollar to move up and down over short periods of time. But over the medium term, where our policy is aimed, we are doing two things. First, we are trying to maintain low and stable inflation by our definition of price stability. By maintaining the purchasing value of the dollar, keeping inflation low, that's obviously good for the dollar. The second thing we're trying to accomplish is to get a stronger recovery and to achieve maximum employment. And a strong economy growing with attracting foreign capital is going to be good for the dollar.
Okay, Mark Williams, so there's a line to be drawn, I guess, through all of this, as Ben Bernanke did. But as you said, the question is jobs versus inflation. But the Fed does have significant control over how much inflation we do see in the United States. And part of that is through their quantitative easing program. What did he say about that?
Sure. Specifically, what he said was he's going to wind down the program. Now, just to give you a sense of what that was, quantitative easing was that process where the Fed actually injected trillions of dollars into the economy with the idea more money slushing around will increase the amount of capital available at a lower interest rate, which will increase the amount of economic activity.
So he is going to do a second round of that.
Well, what happened was he let us know that by the end of June, quantitative easing 2 was going to end. So that wasn't a new event. But what was very interesting was he really didn't address the issue of what happens to an economy when you have to extract $2 trillion. Will it increase interest rates? Will it reduce the amount of capital available? Clearly it will. And how will that impact specifically the growth projections and jobs, jobs, jobs?
Well, how do you think it would impact it then?
Well, my view is this, and that is that quantitative easing itself was an experiment that failed. And what we do know about quantitative easing is the fact that it was a new tool that was used. It was like the Fed building a space rocket that actually went to the moon without actually understanding how to get it back down to Earth. And that's where we are with quantitative easing.
Oh, so, Mark, let me ask you a question. I mean, about Bernanke himself. I started watching the press conference at 2:15 when it kicked off. And I have to say, he looked a little nervous because, as you know, as we've said and everybody in the business media have said, every single word matters. So, I mean, how do you think he did in terms of controlling his language?
Right. So I think he controlled the message. Unfortunately, the Fed is very used to writing the questions that they then answer. in this atmosphere, he was very uncomfortable, and you heard it in his voice.
It even wavered at times.
It did. And for being a Princeton professor, very used to questions and answerings, I'm very surprised.
Oh, well, so another reason why this is actually going to be the first of, I guess, a series of future press conferences that Bernanke says he's going to hold. And one of the reasons why he said he wants to do it is, as we mentioned, bringing a greater degree of transparency, pulling back the curtain on this very sort of mysterious group of folks at the Fed. And I don't think he's going to change Ron Paul's mind about the Federal Reserve. But he did take a question from a reporter on this issue of transparency. So let's listen to Ben Bernanke's answer.
Of course, the Fed didn't do this for a long time. And I think the counter argument has always been that there was a risk that the chairman speaking might create unnecessary volatility in financial markets or may not be necessary given all the other sources of information that come out of the Federal Reserve. It was our judgment after thinking about this for some time that at this point the additional benefits from more information, more transparency, meeting the press directly outweighed some of these risks. And I think over time we'll experiment to try to make sure that this is an effective venue as possible.
So, Mark, that transparency, it didn't lead to any massive, heart attacks on any foreign market. It looks like relatively flat. The Dow, just a few minutes off close, is up 96 points, about 0.8% change there. So your overall takeaway from this historic press conference?
It was a non-event. What the real event's going to be is going forward with additional press conferences, and will the Fed be able to do its core job, and that is control inflation and really get us back to jobs, jobs, and more jobs.
Mark Williams, professor at Boston University and the author of Uncontrolled Risk, thanks so much for coming back to Radio Boston.
Well, glad to be here.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.